To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, I cannot believe we're up to number 42 in our series, Mary. Robert and Mary back with you for more RM World Travel. And for the next few minutes of hour one of our broadcast today, we're off to the 32nd state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1858, and known as the North Star State. Because as I just said to Mary, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 42 in our series. And today we're going to take you to the Mall of America just outside of Minneapolis. But first, a quick word about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's an upcoming graduation, a birthday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an anniversary or some other celebration, why not give the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection? Travel Pro combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we're really enjoying this luggage line. We think it's their best yet.
Absolutely we do, Mary. We like the Platinum Elite line. Rudy uses MaxLite 5, but regardless of whichever of their many collections that you want to choose, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. So check them out at travelpro.com. You'll find info, specials, and more. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, let's head to the shopping mecca in Minnesota as Bonnie Carlson, the CEO of the Bloomington CVB, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Bonnie. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Mall of America Destination Spotlight.
Hello.
Appreciate
thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. So, you know, we don't do a lot of singular locations on the Destination Spotlight series, but frankly, you know, whether folks are passionate shoppers, they're looking for a fun family getaway, they want to indulge in just, you know, huge amounts of different foods, Mall of America is clearly an experience in every sense of the word. But I want to ask you about it also being a destination for shoppers, and here's what I mean. A few years ago, I was flying to Detroit. I was seated amongst about 30 Iraqi women who were returning from the New York area after a major shopping spree, and I eventually learned that they take once-a-year shopping voyages, if you will, to places Vegas, Miami, New York, Chicago, wherever. But Mall of America was their most favorite place to go, they shared. So how common is it for shopping enthusiasts to descend on Bloomington for their fix of shopping and entertainment?
Well, that is really terrific news. It is very common. In fact, not only from the U.S. markets, however, internationally, and the Middle East is another huge area that loves to travel to Minnesota and Mall of America, and they might combine a visit to Mayo Clinic or, again, like you said, they're huge shoppers. A lot of international visitors as well. So we have visitors from every state in the U.S. and several countries.
Yeah,
so
I would think,
very popular.
I would think China would also be big, I
absolutely
would guess.
Very much so. It's a big market for us, the Asian market. Of course, we have great air service. That's really a great and necessary factor.
So, Bonnie, let's talk about the family aspect of Mall of America. That's certainly how we've enjoyed it, our time there with our boys when they were younger. And for folks who haven't been there, the entire mall is built around the nation's largest indoor theme park, Nickelodeon Universe. You've got a sea life aquarium, a one-of-a-kind fun Crayola experience, a massive Lego store that we couldn't get out of with our kids, mini golf. I know I'm missing a lot of things, Bonnie. I guess my point is Mall of America is big on families, right?
That's true. So one of the things that people should know is that we have a lot of hotels around the Mall of America, all within about 3 or 4 miles. There's actually two great hotels attached to the mall. But all of our hotels do complimentary shuttle service to and from the mall. So no matter when you're coming, whether it's whatever season, you're able to just get on the warm hotel shuttle, come on over to the mall, do everything. There's something for the adults, the children, men, women. There's 13 movie theaters, lots of restaurants. So I think families like it because it, you know, they can get everything under one roof and
well,
together.
That's true. And you don't have to go very far because it's all there.
You do not.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's important. You know, and if folks right now are listening, if they've never been to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, or Bloomington in this case. I know you've been involved in the travel world in Minnesota for years, Bonnie. So when you look at how the former grounds of Metropolitan Stadium, you know, where the Minnesota Vikings and the Twins once played, you know, that was all taken down and replaced with Mall of America, do you marvel about how far Bloomington has come as a tourist destination?
I do. It is amazing. We have certainly evolved as the third twin city, if you will. They're not calling us the tri-cities. Bloomington is at the doorstep of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport in just minutes from downtown St. Paul, Minneapolis, making it such an easy, you know, three-city destination.
Oh, absolutely it is. There's no question about that.
Bonnie, before we run out of time, I would love to know, since you've been there and so involved with Mall of America for so many years, what do you personally love about Mall of America?
Well, I love the fact that it has got so many retail choices. We have no sales tax on clothing in Minnesota, so that is very affordable.
Huge.
If you buy jewelry or an accessory, you might get a little sales tax, but none on shoes and clothing, so I love that. I love that they have great restaurants and family fun. It's very, very safe there. Lots of hotel inventory to choose from in all price ranges. So it's a go-to place.
Well, and real quick right now, give us a quick fact that would surprise folks listening around the country and entice them to come visit. You just gave a few, but do you have one specific?
Mall of America sometimes to some people might seem overwhelming, but here's a fact they should know. No entrance is more than 300 feet from a parking spot. It kind of goes around.
That is true, folks. Very good point, Bonnie. I like that very much.
Yeah.
Folks,
easy
listen,
to navigate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can find out more at bloomingtonmn.org, bloomingtonmn.org, or mallofamerica.com. Bonnie, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, there goes Bonnie. Listen, fun place to go, folks.
Yeah,
Mall
of
America.
It truly is its own destination.
It absolutely is. A reminder that you can find all the places we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We do have a whole other hour coming up, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.